Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
He swings the first pitch and he drives it deep to right center field. Back it goes. It is gone. A home run. Mookie Betts on the first pitch he sees, puts it into the Red Sox bullpen. It's 1-0 Boston.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Angels.
Jackie swings, hits one to left field, high back by the wall. This ball is gone. It hit the ledge above the wall and bounced into the bleachers. Into the monster seats. Home run, JBJ, opposite field.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Mike Mutnatsky on WEEI.
Got you right up until midnight on this Tuesday from Fenway Park. Indeed, Red Sox Review on your flagship station for Red Sox baseball, sports radio, WEEI, across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Your phone calls until midnight at 617-779-7937 on Twitter and now on Instagram at MuttWEEI. In fact, Instagram picture tonight during the game confirming the Ken Laird report a couple of days ago. My locker here at Fenway Park, the great Doug Lane, the executive producer of Red Sox Baseball, built us these four wooden lockers for Doug, the engineer, myself, Joe, and Tim. I have not been here as much this year. I've been filling in on the morning show, doing other stuff for the radio station. So been guys like Ken Laird and John Ryder and Chris Filani all do an excellent job filling in. So since I've not been here, they've turned my locker into the storage area for Drake's Cakes. There are dozens of boxes of Drake's Cakes, Funny Bones, pies, all the it's just full. I again, on Instagram, you can see the picture at Mutt, MuttWEEI. And so I no longer have a locker. It is the storage area for delicious Drake's Cakes, which our good friend Dave O'Brien will occasionally come by and get during the game. So thank you, Doug, for doing that.
It's only because we love you and you're too skinny, so you had to eat some Drake's Cakes.
I love you, too, and I will have plenty of those during the post game here tonight. You see that picture and a lot more on Instagram at Mutt, MuttWEEI. David Price won the game tonight. He pitched well. We'll get your phone calls on Price here in a second. But I want to hear David Price in the post game. It's getting a little bit of pub on social media the last 20 minutes or so, and that is David Price once again referencing the video game Fortnite and a start against the Yankees. Let's hear the setup for this, guys, back in studio. We'll all rate it for ourselves. Good joke, bad joke, cringeworthy. What do we think? We'll assess after we hear from David Price in the post game here tonight.
David, you looking forward to Sunday night at Yankee Stadium, that challenge?
I don't think I'll be able to go, so I don't think so.
Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite.
Okay. I didn't hear, obviously, the entire thing for David Price, but this is now, this has become the David Price thing. When he is pitching well, he takes it upon himself to be more glib and more sarcastic with the local media. I'm not sure if it's a national media thing for him, but I know locally he feels more empowered when he's pitching well. And to his credit, he's pitching well right now. He's got 9 wins. He's lowered the ERA down into the threes. He is pitching, maybe he's not like a guy who's making $30 million a year, but he's pitching a lot better than he did at times last year and the way he did to start here in 2018. I, for one, would just hold off on the Fortnite jokes until I get through an entire regular season without going back to the DL or missing a start thanks to carpal tunnel syndrome. That's just me. I'm sure I'm being nitpicky on this. My guess is the Red Sox fans that are hearing this and are hear that David Price cut and think nothing of it. And that David Price trying to be glib, trying to be funny. But when you missed a start with carpal tunnel, let's back it up for a second. When you leave a start because it's too cold that night and your hands are tingling, when you miss a second start because you got allergies in Texas, couldn't make the bullpen that weekend, and couldn't go at Yankee Stadium, I hold off on the jokes. Now, it's not the first time he has done this. where he is referenced Fortnite and making a start. And was it a month ago or so? I'm the softest guy in here. Everyone knows that. No one's calling the softest guy, but it would be occasionally nice to see you make a good start against the Yankees, pitch well against them, pitch well in the postseason. You're a $30 million a year pitcher. I don't think it's too much, and I don't think Red Sox fans would disagree, to pitch big in the biggest games of the year. So if I could pull him aside and just tell him to shut up, that's what I would do. I'm sure at this point Red Sox fans have moved on from a lot of their David Price hate because he's pitching well. But I would say maybe do this after like a good Yankees start or a good Astros start or a big Mariners spot. Some of the better teams in the American League. And not do it after games like the Angels and Twins, etc. That's just what it bugs me. I know it shouldn't. Maybe it's more of a me problem than a David Price problem. But why does he have to do this before he even makes a start against the Yankees? And allude to Fortnite. I think it's pretty clear at this point. The video games are affecting the carpal tunnel hand. For all indications, he's still playing Fortnite, but he's backed off it to some extent and playing less in the clubhouse. So less Fortnite, working on carpal tunnel, he's pitching better. So why joke about it? Keep pitching well and move on. And have a big start against the Yankees and recognize the big start against the Yankees. It is a legit big start. They're not all big during 30 starts for a major league pitcher. They can't be. They just can't. But on July 1st, just past the halfway point, that symbolizes and that qualifies as a big start for David Price. So for me, it's one of these, David Price, please just shut up. Just go pitch and in a big spot. And then you can do all you want. Yap about Fortnite and carpal tunnel and allergies, how the media sucks and the fans get on you and blah, blah. Do all that stuff. We don't cover Astro enough. We don't cover the chair. All of it. Do it all. All of it. Just make a legitimate quality start against the Yankees first. Do that one time. Big spot in the postseason. Quality start. And then we can do the celebratory sarcasm in the postgame. Instead, he wants to, by making jokes like that, he's insinuating that that was not a big deal. I think a lot of people think it was a big deal for him. So, I get it. I'm the a-hole. It's my problem, not David Price's. But I hear that. That one makes me cringe. I'm curious what you guys think of any reaction to that tonight with David Price. And it's not the first time he's done it here in the last couple of weeks. Referencing how soft he is. He made another Fortnite joke. This becomes sort of his thing. In the last couple of weeks, 617-779-7937 is the phone number on Twitter at MuttMUTWEEI. Let's go to John in Maine on the Red Sox win tonight as we get back to your calls. Hey, John.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, buddy?
Bad joke. I think we should not be making jokes like that.
Just can you wait till after a Yankee start, John? I would pitch against a really good team, a great team. Pitch your balls off and then go say whatever you want. How about that?
Bad timing, bad joke. All right, so I really, like seeing Jackie Bradley hit his midsummer stride. You know, this guy that's batting 199 did go on a 29-game hitting streak once. So if he's able to just, do something good for a little while, that'd be really great for this offense. You know, on top of the change in the offensive approach, I really like the way Cora is managing the pitching. He got Price out of there at the end of the sixth inning with a good, comfortable lead. And I think going forward, they're still going to win the division this year. Betting on them to do that. They're going to beat the Yankees. They're going to win this series coming up.
We'll see. We'll see if they do. They're set up to pitch well. They're set up to play well. They got Rodriguez, Sale, and Price going in those three games. So you avoid one of the spot starters. Steven Wright's going to the DL. So then your spot starter on Thursday sounds like Velasquez or Brian Johnson. So you miss those guys. You get three, which should be quality starters, going in New York. And just to circle back to the David Price thing for a second. So I'm not watching the NESN postgame because I'm here in studio, obviously doing this show. Apparently Tim Wakefield said that he thinks David Price is funny. And I'm taking from our guy Alex Reamer, WEEI.com, who tweeted that out. And Reamer suggested something tells me he's lying. That was retweeted by Dennis Eckersley. And Eck has done this before, man. Whether it's Eckersley or somebody in his camp, apparently he's okay with it. And I like it. Because what Reamer insinuated, what the circle there would be Tim Wakefield, who knows that David Price essentially verbally assaulted and mocked Dennis Eckersley on a Red Sox team plane a year ago. For him, a year later, to say, oh, that guy's funny, that does sort of raise an eyebrow. And I can't imagine Tim Wakefield thought it was funny what David Price did. And so Reamer's right in calling him out, and then Eck retweets it. I love that about Eck. Whether it's social media, on the broadcast with Dave, pre and post with Tom Caron, he's as honest as they come. And he's a breath of fresh air in a time where most of the athletes who are doing this, never want to be critical, never want to be negative, are afraid to be critical and negative. And Eckersley's not like that, which is why he's the best and why we all wish he would do more games. He doesn't want to. That's his choice. Steve in the car on buying into the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I'm totally buying into the Red Sox. I was at the game tonight. Beautiful night, beautiful game. They beat a bad team. I think you're taking the Price stuff a little bit too seriously. I think when you're pitching badly and you talk like that, it's a little bit worse than when you're pitching well. The one thing that I noticed, I'm a huge fan of Blake Swihart, and he came in kind of at garbage time, but he got a couple of hits too.
We got one hit, and the second one was an absolute line drive that was an out.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been a hit. It would have been a hit. I don't know what percentage of that balls that are hit that hard are usually hits, but that should have been a hit. You're right.
Yeah, but I think that I'm a little bit weak at the bottom of the order, but obviously if you look at like the Yankees and the Astros, they're a little bit superior maybe hitting-wise, but I think the pitching lined up well, and I think it's going to be a really tight fight to the end, and I think that you're absolutely right about you don't want to be playing a one-game playoff at the end of the season, but somebody's going to be doing that. That's a really good team. I think I'm buying in, but I think that the Yankees and the Astros might be a little bit better right now. That's all.
Yeah, I'm buying in on them being a legit contender, Steve. Thanks for the call for the division. The Astros are probably better. I don't know if the Yankees are better yet. I don't know. It's been 3 months. I guess I should have some take at this point. But, man, they're pretty close. I give the Red Sox the advantage in the starting rotation. I give the Yankees the advantage of the bullpen. And the offenses can be pretty similar. Yankees without Gary Sanchez, their slugging catcher for 3-4 weeks of the groin, and who knows of the groin how long he will be. They're a pretty decent backup in Austin Romine, but that's a drop-off from Sanchez to Romine. So I think those teams are pretty close. I think the Astros are better for sure. I think the Astros are better than the Yankees and the Red Sox right now. But the way it would shape up, you know, you get the Astros winning the West with 105-106 wins, somebody winning the East with 105-106, somebody in the Central, and you may get a really good team in a one-game divisional playoff. Somebody who's really, really good, the Red Sox or Yankees, going to win 95-plus games and going to play in a win-or-go-home spot. That's a tough spot to be in. As for David Price, I know, it's probably just a me thing, but, I mean, go pitch in a big game one time, David, and then make your video game jokes. And your carpal tunnel jokes and your soft jokes. That's just me. Jeff in a car. Jeff, you're next up on Red Sox Review.
Hey, Mon, how's it going?
Hi, Jeff.
So I got 2 points that I'd like to make. I'm going to tease the second one so that you'll keep me on the line for it. Where I was speaking of Dennis Eckersley and David Price, I was at an event last week that Eckersley was at and made some interesting comments about Price, but I'll get to that one second.
Good tease.
On David Price, I'm in agreement with you that, you know, look, I just want to see the guy go out there and pitch. I want to see him pitch well. I don't care what he has to say. Just win us games. And if he does that, we've seen it with guys like John Lackey, that we will forgive whatever else you've done.
Yep.
And however bad you've pitched before.
No, John Lackey has gotten much more hate. I mean, you know what? After the Price Eckersley thing last year, maybe it's closer, but Lackey was hated here by the time he left, to your point, Jeff. People were upset that he left to go to the Cardinals, or the Cubs.
Exactly. He was. And, you know, I think that's a perfect example and what's something that Price should look at as, look, we'll forgive anything you've done. But with this particular, and I only heard a quick playing of what he said about the Fortnite joke today. I do try to be as fair as I can to players. It sounds, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he wasn't the one who said something about Fortnite. It looks like he said, oh, I might not be willing to go, which was a poor joke. Obviously him.
Yeah, why would he say it? So that's a good point. I'm focusing on the Fortnite part of it. Let's go back. Why, after missing a start, he left a start against the Yankees with cold fingers. He missed a start against the Yankees because he had allergies in Texas. Why in God's name, Jeff, would you joke about not making the start on Sunday Night Baseball?
I agree. He shouldn't have made that a joke about, oh, I might not go. Because clearly that's a reference to him saying, well, the media just thought I didn't want to go because it was the Yankees. And the Fortnite part, not saying that you're being unfair. I mean, it was all tied in together. It sounded to me that somebody else said something about Fortnite, and he said, yeah, Fortnite. So I don't know if it was necessarily the Fortnite. He shouldn't have started it with the whole, oh, well, I might not go. But the Fortnite part, I think, to be fair to him, I don't think that was him. But you know what? Let's see him go out. I want to see 7 shutout innings on Sunday night, shut up the Yankees, where we take back the league in the East, and that will everyone out.
Pay off your tees. What did Eckersley say at this charity event?
So there was an event. It was a Chamber of Commerce event last week where there were fans. There was a Q&A with Eckersley, and someone asked him if he's talked to Price. And I found a very interesting response. It was initially, I don't like the guy, and I don't think he likes me. And then he ended up saying, what am I going to talk to him about? I don't want to talk to him. What is he going to do? Tell me what I should say on the TV broadcast about him. And he just continued to say that he doesn't like Price. Price doesn't like him, and that he has no interest in talking to Price, which was pretty candid. And I think a lot more than what we've heard over the past year from Eckersley about the incident with him and Price.
Well, see, and Jeff, excellent call. Call anytime, man. I would disagree on that last part because I would confirm that what Eckersley said to the Chamber of Commerce event is what has been told to people in and around the Red Sox and up here in the press level. You know, when asked the question, X pretty honest. What am I going to say to him? I think that David Price would like to talk with him to make it look good. I think David Price would like to talk to Dennis Eckersley to spin it like, oh, they fixed everything. And Eck, to his credit, is saying, why? Why bother? He did what he did. He embarrassed me on a plane. Why would I want to talk to that guy? So I was not there at the Chamber of Commerce event, but I will tell you, I have heard Dennis Eckersley say off the air, and he's been pretty candid about this. I think he said it with Bradford on the Bradfo Show podcast a year ago when they talked about this, that he had not talked to him. So credit to Eck for standing his ground and not, you know, caving into, well, let's let bygones be bygones and let's move on. No, we don't like each other, and you don't have to. Eck doesn't have to like David Price to do his job. Just be fair. Don't let it jade your commentary. If the commentary is fair, why does it matter? You don't have to like everyone on the Red Sox team. Because guess what? Everyone on the Red Sox doesn't like Eckersley or O'Brien or me or Jerry or Glenn. Pick your talk show host guy. So why do you have to? Why play fake? Good for Eck. Good for Eck for retweeting Reamer. See, I think Jim Wake was lying about thinking that Price is funny. 617-779-7937, the phone number. I see some Red Sox and some David Price calls on the board. I want to get to those. I want to touch on Mike Trout being in town and what that should mean and what it does mean as a baseball fan, as a Red Sox fan for Major League Baseball. And we'll hear from Alex Cora as well. It's 617-779-7937. Red Sox review rolls on.
Fortnite.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Christian Vasquez hammers one deep left field. This ball's back. This ball is gone off the light tower. Light tower power for Christian Vasquez. His third home run of the year, and the Red Sox lead it 7-1.
One of four home runs for the Red Sox in the win. 9-1, your final Red Sox review on your flagship station for Red Sox Baseball, Sports Radio, WEEI. Got you up until midnight. Patrick Gilroy until 2 a.m. Your calls at 617-779-7937. We'll hear from Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, for a couple of minutes coming up before we get out of here at midnight. We'll jump back to your phone calls here in a second. The topics on the table tonight have been the Red Sox win and Betts and Martinez and the impact offensively, David Price and his start and his post-game comments, and then bigger picture, if folks have not bought into the Red Sox yet, we've gotten plenty of people who've called and said they have not yet bought into the Red Sox. Why is it? What's the reason? And they play the game 81 of 162 tomorrow. They got 53 wins in the first 80, fourth time in club history ever even done that. They look like a playoff team. You've not bought in yet. I want to know why. It's 617-779-7937. One of the things I want to monitor this week, and look, it's not going to be too scientific. I guess the ratings might be a way to do this when we get the actual TV and radio ratings for Red Sox and Angels here next couple of nights. But I'm trying to keep an eye on the impact of Mike Trout, the best player in baseball, showing up at Fenway Park. And we talked about this for a few minutes prior to the game on First Pitch with Rich Keefe. If the best player in football, Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham Jr., the best individual player is coming to Foxborough, there's a buzz for that player. Certainly same thing in the NBA. A LeBron game, a James Harden game, those games are always sold out. In the NHL, I'm not as familiar, but my guess is when Sidney Crosby or Alex Ovechkin or Taylor Hall comes to the Garden, that's a bigger game, but I can't speak to that one as much. I can speak to baseball, football, and basketball. Well, I can tell you, when it comes to baseball, the best player in baseball is at Fenway Park this week. If he retires tomorrow, he goes into the Hall of Fame on the first or second ballot, and I feel like there is no buzz whatsoever for Mike Trout being here and playing the Red Sox. I don't think it's specific to just Mike Trout and being the best player playing at Fenway Park. I feel like Mike Trout, for as good as he is, doesn't get anywhere near the exposure he should from the folks at Major League Baseball. Now, some of that is he plays on the West Coast. Some of that is he plays late night and the highlights are on at 11, midnight, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And so if you're watching the highlights on MLB.com or watching Quick Pitch, their highlight show with the former Red Sox sideline reporter Heidi Watney, like you're maybe not seeing that and seeing the full impact of it. It hurts that the Angels aren't very good. It hurts that Mike Trout has only played in three playoff games his entire career. But this guy is a once-in-a-generation talent. You look through his baseball reference page and you look at the black type and the MVPs, second, first, second, second, first, fourth, the last 6 years in the MVP. And he finished fourth for the MVP in a year he played 100 and some odd games because he was hurt. And for whatever reason, he doesn't resonate. And I think more than anything, it's not a Mike Trout problem. It's a baseball problem. If you have a player who's this good and he hasn't had any issues off the field, there have been no allegations, at least as of yet, of steroids or anything else, there should be a better promotion vehicle for him. I feel the same way about Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is not better than Mike Trout. And it's a really dumb argument if you're talking about the player. Year by year, he's had a couple of years that are Trout-like. But as a player and a career, Mike Trout is much better. But Mookie Betts is one of the handful of best players in baseball. He gets no promotion. None. And I watch a lot of this crap. But there should be more. There should be more talk about the year Betts is having. And there certainly should be more talk about the year Mike Trout is having. And I don't have, this is not like, oh, here's the answer here to do it. I just know this, as a matter of fact. Baseball is doing a terrible job at promoting their premier talent. They are not showcased enough. And part of it is their stance on social media. Like, the NBA is thrilled when somebody at Barstool tweets out a video of something that happens in a game, and it gets 50,000 views, and it gets 10,000 retweets and 30,000 likes. The NBA is fine with that. Major League Baseball, if I'm here at Fenway Park and I tweet out a video of some crazy play that happens, I'm going to hear from Major League Baseball within a day, basically take down the video, take down the tweet. They are super, super protective, overprotective of their stuff. Similar effect with YouTube. They won't let you put YouTube clips of games on online. You've got to go through the MLB replay system. That doesn't speak to getting people's eyeballs on your product. That doesn't speak to, hey, younger audience here, catch this while you can. Instead, you got to wait for MLB, and they'll eventually do it, but it'll be well after the play or the game or the at-bat. It takes forever because they want to do it up, and they want to do the put the font on there, and they got to put the background, blah, 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 make it. They think it's TV. We don't need to be TV. Just get it out there. Big catch, Jackie Bradley Jr. Let people tweet out the video without worrying about their Twitter accounts being frozen for a day or a week. How stupid is that? It's an old sport trying to get younger, and you can't tweet out or Instagram out clips of their games. Good luck. And that's not the reason why Mike Trout's not the more popular figure, but it's part of the bigger picture overall in Major League Baseball. And just something to monitor here this week. Best player in generation, Hall of Famer right now, at the age of 26, Hall of Famer. And the lack of reception, lack of acknowledgement for his impact here in Boston and on the sport. Darren's in Framingham. He joins us here on Red Sox Review, Sports Radio WEEI. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, Mike. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, man?
Great. Thanks. You do a great job. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for the call, pal.
I'm worried about you, buddy. I think David Price is living rent-free in your head.
He might be. The Eckersley thing got me last year. I admit that. You're right there.
I know. And the sad thing about it is Eckersley's a professional, and he's at a different level because he's a broadcaster. You understand that a lot better than I do. And Price is going to be Price. I'll tell you what I find interesting about David Price. When his stuff is good, it's filthy, and he has a personality. That's fine. That they're allowed to have personalities, and some work and some don't. Lackey, perfect example. But you know what people forget about John Lackey? That guy, whenever there was a scrap of any kind, was the first guy out of the dugout.
No doubt.
Scrap with any five guys. And Price will be big when he needs to be, or he won't. And the $30 million, you know, who else are you going to get for that? I don't know. You know, you buy 10 wins a year, hopefully, right, with your pitchers, and Price will certainly give you that and more. But off the field or playing Fortnite or whatever, I don't know. You know how
big
it
games.
Is.
I would just take it a step further. I mean, you're talking about the wins, Darren, and we're up against it, but thanks to your call. Just pitch well in the big spots. Don't miss starts against the Yankees. Don't leave after the first inning, and don't skip a start next time. Make those big starts against the Yankees. Do that. That's a first step. The wins, wins are an old man stat. I've had this battle with people on the air for years. So for the wins, give me innings, which David Price has done for the most part. And in the big spots, show up. Just do that. And that'll go a long way amongst Red Sox fans. We'll get our final break. Come back. We're from Alex Cora. And we'll get you set for Patrick Gilroy, who joins you at midnight here on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
9-1 Red Sox. They remain a half game back of the Yankees, who shut out the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. This is Red Sox Review on your flagship station for Red Sox Baseball Sports Radio WEEI. We heard from David Price in the post game after Red Sox win. Let's hear for a couple minutes from Red Sox skipper Alex Cora.
He did an outstanding job again. He battled with his control for a little bit there, but then he was able to make pitches. He's been good for a while. Fastballs inside, outside, up in the zone, using his changeup. And they got some good hitters on that side, and he was able to go six and give us a chance to win.
And how about Jackie Bradley Jr.? 3 more hits tonight.
Yeah, but, I mean, keeping it simple, he's seen the ball a lot better. Good to see him go near the way up the middle. Some good situational hitting right there, second and third. He goes the other way. And then the homer, obviously, that's a good sign. So I keep repeating myself. He's been swinging the bat well for 3 weeks. Just a matter of the numbers don't show it. But as far as the approach and being consistent where he's at, it's been great.
What have you learned about Jackie Bradley's personality and being able to, you know, stay positive and, you know, with his difficult season that he's had?
We had a few conversations, and we trust the player. One thing about players, they understand what's going on with the team, and they understand, you know, transactions and obviously, you know, decisions that we make. And you know, he understands that we trust him. And we trust him as a player, not only as a defensive player, but we know that offensively he's a lot better than it was going on early in the season. That he was going to make adjustments, that he was going to be a lot more consistent than what he showed. We got to a point there that he wasn't pretty. Obviously, he was swinging and missing at a high rate on the fastball, but he sit down with Tim and Andy, and they work at it, and now it seems like all they talk about is who's pitching. They're not talking about your foot, you know, or your leg kick or your toe tap. Now it's just a matter of giving him the scouting report and go from there.
You just mentioned with Jackie, the conversation with Tim is no longer about, like, you know, a foot or something like that. Was that a focus at one point? Something to do with the toe tap of the foot?
No, I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on in, like, 2.5 weeks. First, it was the leg kick, and then he went to the toe tap, which I thought at the moment was good for him. He was ready on time, but then he went back to the leg kick, and it was him. In Baltimore, the first day that we talked, I talked to him a little bit. I say, what's going on? Is it the leg kick or the toe tap? We have to be consistent with it. Like, no, I think we found it. And I said, well, don't deviate from it. Now, if you feel that way, we got to stay with it. And he's done a good job with it. And, I mean, he's getting his foot down on time. He's seen the breaking ball a lot better, and he's been able to stay with the fastball. So, I think out of the whole thing, the most important thing is that he's staying with his approach now. There's not too much change, and it's just like I said, it's the pitcher against him now, and he has power. You see him in BP driving the ball all over the place, and he's giving himself a chance now to put the ball in play, and he's getting results.
Alex, are you, considering the streak that David's on, are you looking forward to see what he can do on Sunday at Yankee Stadium and all that sort
he'll
of
thing? He'll be fine. He'll be ready for that one. Yeah.
Well, and he said as much. He was asked by the media, he's looking for that start. He joked, might not be able to make it. Then was asked the question, because of Fortnite? Yes, because of Fortnite. So we'll see. When you're going to make jokes like that in a year where you've missed a start against the Yankees and leave one another start after an inning, you better back it up. And so we'll see it Sunday night against Luis Severino in a legit big series. July 4th weekend, essentially. Red Sox, Yankees battling for the top of the division. Should be fun beginning Friday in New York. I want to thank Doug Lane here, our producer at Fenway Park. I want to thank Andrew and Kyle Lewis back in our studios in Brighton. I said Patrick Gilroy was coming at midnight. I was wrong. It's best of. So the stuff you missed today on WE, the stuff that I missed today, I'll be listening to on the way home. And if you're a golfer, a weekend hack, or a four handicap, listen up. We have a couple of foursomes remaining for our amazing Jimmy Fund golf tournament. It happens 2 weeks from today. Is it 3 weeks? 3 weeks from today, July 17th. Tuesday, July 17th. More information, weei.com/golf. weei.com/golf. I'll be playing. Jerry's playing. Minahan. All the guys are golfing. Get your foursome together and sign up. It's for a great cause. weei.com/golf. Best of coming up, Kirk and Jerry in the morning. I'm back with you guys tomorrow at 6 with First Pitch, right into Red Sox baseball. Drive safe. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.